Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. We are here to pray. No weapon formed against us can prosper. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Rebecca, and we welcome you to the New Creation Christian Ministries, our 1 hour of prayer. We're going to start praying. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm opening up all of the phone lines. Pastor Emily and I had a problem getting through. So if we get cut off, prophetess, I see you there. I want you to just continue to pray. Amen. Pastor Emily's going to come and lead us in prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We're going to go forward in prayer, just believing that God is going to do what he said he is going to do. There's an awesome promise by God found in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give rain unto the land in his season, and to bless all the work of your hands. And as we go forward tonight, I believe that God is going to open up his good treasure. And just as it is raining here in the state of New Jersey, he's going to rain so that we can bear fruit, because it is our due season. And the Bible went on to say that he will bless the work of our hand. And we solidify all three of those promises from God with prayer. So as you pray tonight, know that God has already prospered you. God has already healed you. God has already delivered you. And as we pray, we're just coming into agreement with the word of God that says yea and amen. Hallelujah. Father, in your son Jesus' name, we pray tonight. We plead the blood, Father God, over every situation. And we thank you that our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts what you are going to do for those who are seeking you in this hour. Lord, allow us to seek your face and not your hand. Allow us, in the name of Jesus, to get greater understanding. Hallelujah. In this time, Lord, we need great revelation. We need a divine touch from your majesty. Thank you for the throne of grace that you continue to extend to us in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said your grace is sufficient. So we thank you even when we miss the mark. Even when we miss it through prayer, omitted prayers in the name of Jesus, we thank you that your grace is sufficient for every situation. Now, Lord, as we gather, you said with two or more gathered, you be in the room. And right now in this intercessory prayer room, we feel the power of God on every prayer line. Lord, minister to every need. We called in, Father God, petitioning you. We called in bringing our cares to you. Because your word says that we cast all our cares upon you, you care for us. The enemy roars around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So, Lord, we thank you for protection. We thank you for the hedge that's around our lives on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for provision in every area in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us wisdom in this hour. Navigate through this thing called life, Father God. We thank you for a divine touch from your hand on each and every family represented here. Father God, expose to us your ways in the name of Jesus. Allow us to lay down every weight and every sin that besets us in this time in which we are living. Father God, we know that there's a call on each and every person's life tonight, and we thank you that our purpose will be fulfilled in you in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we move forward with the power of prayer and a prayer of faith tonight, we thank you, Lord, for rebuking the hand of the devil. We thank you for holding back every weapon that's formed against us. You said in your word, it shall not prosper. We thank you in the name of Jesus that you silence, Lord, every curse that's coming our way, every person that's speaking against our purpose in the earth realm, every enemy in the name of Jesus that we'll face in our lifetime. Father God, we thank you that vengeance is yours. We thank you, glory be to God. This battle that we're fighting today, it does not belong to us, but it belongs to you. So no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. We are more, I feel, the power of God. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. The enemy's desire is to separate us through problems. The enemy's desire is to separate us through trouble. The enemy's desire is to separate us through hardship and difficulties and warfare. But the Bible says, what or who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall peril, shall trouble, shall tribulation, shall weapon. Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of Almighty God. So, Lord, we thank you that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your word says we're not going to fear any evil, for thy are with us tonight. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. We, glory be to God, lead us to the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. So, Lord, we thank you that you give us sweet sleep. We thank you that you give us sweet slumber in the middle of death. We thank you in the middle of raging storms that continue to come our way. You give us peace, glory be to God. You give us peace in the middle of every storm. You give us silence, and you give us restoration. You allow us to have comfort, Lord. Hallelujah. You give us comfort, although we're going through. You give us comfort in every situation, although we're persecuted. You bring comfort into every troubled water, every troubled bridge, every circumstance, every negative situation, every bad doctor's report, every bad diagnosis, everything that we see in the natural that does not line up with your word. You give us comfort. Hallelujah. You said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, also believe in me. So our hearts are not troubled tonight. You're going to trouble the waters for us tonight. Just as the rain comes down and the snow comes down and gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater, your word, your prophetic word that have been spoken over each life listening under the sound of my voice, your word will not come back void, but it shall fulfill through divine purpose, through angelic hosts that's making it happen, through the Holy Spirit that speaks to us on a daily basis, through the power of prayer that we're praying tonight. Oh, I feel God. Lord, have your way. Not our will, but your will be done. That's why we're praying tonight, because we must be about our Father's business. We laid down our weight tonight to come to pray for somebody else. We lay down our burdens tonight to say, Lord, we're going to intercede for our brothers and sisters in Christ and those who are lost in this world. Lord, we're going to lay down our weights, our problems, our own needs, and say, Lord, help somebody else. So the devil can't shut us up tonight. The devil can't silence us tonight. The devil, in the name of Jesus, know that our words are powerful and effective, because the prayers of the righteous shall avail us much. So we're praying for New Creation Church. We're praying for every member. Prophetess Angie Singletary, Brother Kadeem and Little Zion, Sister Shaniqua. We're praying for family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The McCray family, every family in the name of Jesus. The Lord P. Tucker, the Page family, the Finney family, every family represented. Brother Amel and Sister Daniela, bless that family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The Green family, bless, Lord. Breathe on every situation. Hallelujah. Make a way out of no way in the area of money. Make a way out of no way. I speak it and declare it right now in the area of finances. That person looking for a promotion, that person who needs a raise desperately, that person in the name of Jesus, that you show elevation and increase in the area of finances. Father God, I speak abundance right now, and we pray that you'll have your way in the name of Jesus. The wealth of the wicked has been laid up for the righteous. So, Lord, thank you for the transference of wealth. Thank you that you became poor, that we might be made rich. Thank you that we'll be the lender and not the borrower. We are above and not beneath. We are the first and not the last. We are above and not beneath. I'm speaking the word of God, because you said if we speak those things that be not as if they are, we shall have what we say. So, Lord, we move every mountain of doubt. We move every mountain of unbelief tonight. We move every mountain of sickness in the name of Jesus. We come against skin disease. We come against heart disease. We come against mental illness in the name of Jesus. We come against, Father God, every disability. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We come against psychological illnesses. We come against the spirit of depression right now. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Even as the enemy tried to delay this prayer tonight, we thank you that breakthrough came forward. The cell phones, the reception, the satellites, nothing was working, but the Holy Ghost was at work. The power of God was at work. Technology cannot stand up to the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease must bow down to the name of Jesus. Poverty, debt, and lack, and famine, and recession must bow down to the name of Jesus. So right now, according to your word, which says we look above all things, that we might as prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. Your word says we'll be like a tree planted near streams of living water. Everything we do shall prosper. Your word says everywhere the soles of our feet shall tread, you'll give us the land. So thank you for the land in the city of Elizabeth where our church resides. Thank you for the land in the city of North, the city of Bloomfield, the city of Irvington, the city of Bisland, the city, Lord, that we reside as our families dwell, the city, Lord, where we go to work, New York City, in the name of Jesus. Everywhere the soles of our feet shall tread, you'll give us the land. So we pray right now in agreement to your word that we shall have what we say. In agreement to your word that we are prosperous. In agreement to your word that says, Lord, Jesus came that we might have life and have that life more abundantly. Zoe. So, Father God, as we continue in the spirit of prayer tonight, as we continue to intercede for marriages that are failing, for our children that have returned back to school, for our college kids who are trying to get their degrees, for families everywhere, we pray, Lord, for the lost. We pray, Lord, for those in shelters tonight. So, Father God, as we move forward in prayer, we thank you for every intercessor. We thank you for every person on the line tonight that found an opportunity to call in. We thank you, Lord, even as we're dealing with the inclement weather here in the state of New Jersey, that we're moving forward by prayer. We're moving forward by faith. We're moving into our divine destiny in you. So, Father God, thank you for the preacher tonight. Thank you for the evangelist tonight. Thank you for the teacher tonight. Thank you for the apostle tonight. Thank you for the prophet tonight. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as we move forward, you get the glory. As we move forward, you get the honor. As we move forward, you're going to get the praise. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, O God. There is none like you, Lord. We just give you the glory tonight. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are God above all, God. We thank you, Lord, for the power that you have given us, O God. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we just stand in that power on tonight, God. We bind up the hands of Satan right now in the name of Jesus. Off of this prayer line, we declare that the devil has no power, has no dominion here. We declare that he has no dominion, and we put him and his serpents and demons under our feet with the power that has been given us by Jesus Christ. We thank you and we praise you, O God. Hallelujah. For those who have gathered here tonight to pray, O God. Lord, we thank you. Huh? Lord, we pray, Father God, safety, Father God, over those, Father God, out dealing with the tornado on tonight. Even here in New Jersey, O God, We thank you, Lord, for power, Father God, being restored and our phone lines being reestablished, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come against fallen trees and we come against fires, electrical fires, and we come against power outlets in the name of Jesus. We come against automobile accidents in the name of Jesus. We bind up the hands of Satan off of the lives of those in this area, in this New Jersey area. We pray and we cover them with the blood of Jesus. Ha! We declare that no weapon formed against your people can prosper. And God, we just thank you that you're already watching out over us, that you set your angels around us, oh God. We thank you for angels being encamped around your people, especially those of New Creation Christian Ministries, those who are tied into this prayer line, those who listen on and come in and join us in the virtual sanctuary. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. We command, oh God, we command Satan to loose his grip. On the people of God. We command Satan to loose his grip on our money. We command Satan to loose his grip on our possessions. We command Satan to loose his grip on our marriages, our family, our health, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you tonight. We bless your name tonight, God. We thank you for our children. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for keeping our children safe, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand being upon their lives. We thank you, Lord, that great is the peace of our children. For every child of New Creation Christian Ministries, for every child that's affiliated with the online sanctuary, for every child, oh God, that's represented here, oh God, through this prayer, even as they listen to the archives, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that our children are not going to be addicted to drugs. We thank you that our children will not have premature pregnancy. We thank you that our children will not get pregnant in high school. We thank you, Lord, that our children will get married, oh God, and have families, oh God. We thank you that our children will graduate from high school and college, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that our children shall have prosperity in their lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And we bind up the hands of Satan off of every marriage. God, we thank you, Lord, for marriage on today, the sanctity of marriage, that you call man and woman to be together, to live together as one. You said, and the two shall become one. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that we are one tonight. We thank you. I thank you for my husband. I thank you for my husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. I thank you for our marriage, oh God. I thank you that we are one, oh God. Lord, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. I bind up the hands of Satan even off of our marriage, declaring that Satan has no power. I thank you, Lord, that we are happy. I thank you, Lord, that we have joy. I thank you, Lord, that we have unity. I thank you, Lord, that we have power. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that our marriage is thriving. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you knit us together, that you bound us together, and what you have put together, God, no man, no woman can put us under. No devil can put us under. So we thank you, Lord, that we are one, God. I thank you that we're still in love, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for my husband, God. I ask that you continue to strengthen him, oh God. Continue to equip him, oh God. Continue to give him wisdom from on high, oh God, to lead your people. Even as the prophet prayed for wisdom to lead your people, I thank you for wisdom, oh God, to lead your people in the name of Jesus. Now, this man of God is a man of character, a man of integrity, oh God. Lord, I just thank you for him more tonight, God. We thank you for your hand being upon his life. We thank you for him being a father. We thank you for him being a husband. We thank you for Pastor Emily being a pastor, a shepherd, a pastor after your own heart. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for him. Lord, just continue to have dominion in his life. Yeah. We bind up the hands of Satan, declaring that Satan has no dominion, has no power in his life. Oh, God, we love you tonight. God, we bless your name on tonight. Lord, we just thank you. I pray for myself even now. Oh, God, thank you for breakthrough. And thank you for victory. victory, oh God. Thank you that I'm a mighty woman, oh God. Oh God, called according to your purpose, God. Lord, I just thank you. How? And no weapon formed against me can prosper. Lord, I just thank you. Hallelujah. For having your hand upon my life, for speaking to me, walking with me through the valley, oh God, and even over the mountaintops. Lord, I just thank you. Use me continually for your glory. Lord, I thank you, and I praise you on tonight. You are worthy, God. Oh, God, I thank you. We thank you for Mother May Thomas on tonight, God. Lord, we just thank you for this vessel, oh, God, this yielded vessel. Thank you for her testimony, oh, God, even though she didn't have to have the surgery on her eyes, oh, God. Thank you for divine healing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. By your stripes, she is healed. By your stripes, she is healed. By your stripes, she is healed. Lord, you said the healing is the children's bread. So, Lord, I just thank you for healing. Healing Mother May Thomas. Bless her household, oh God. Lord, we bind up the hands of Satan. We thank you for unity and peace in her household. We thank you for peace in her with her children. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for saving each and every one of her children, God. We thank you for saving salvation, oh, God. We thank you for deliverance, oh, God. Lord, we pray for Barbara Thomas on tonight, God. Lord, we pray for her children, Robert and Keon on tonight, God. Aida and her grandchildren, oh, God. Lord, we just ask that your hand will continue to be upon them. We thank you, Lord, that by your stripes they are healed. We thank you, Lord, that they are loose. I declare that the devil has no power and dominion over Rashida and over Aida and over those children. In the name of Jesus, we snatch her back, or we snatch them back. Any power that the devil tried to exercise, we rebuke it and bind it up right now. We declare and decree that they are free in Christ and free indeed. We declare and decree that they are loose. We declare them loose from anything that might try to hinder them from moving forward to have the life that you called them to have. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we break every stronghold. We demolish every stronghold. In the name of Jesus, we demolish every weapon that's been established to try to come against this family. In the name of Jesus, we declare that no weapon formed against her can prosper. We declare that she is sober and vigilant, that she is walking uprightly. We declare that she is saved. We declare that she is healed. We declare that she is set free. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. Have your way, have your way, have your way. We speak peace, we speak healing, we speak deliverance to all of the children of those who are represented on this prayer call. In the name of Jesus, we speak prosperity over the life of every person assembled here on today. Lord, we speak, oh God, we speak healing. In the name of Jesus, I lose healing through these internet phone lines, through these internet waves. In the name of Jesus, declaring that everybody who has been had a bad doctor's report, that's had a bad diagnosis, that's been dealing with sickness in their body, I declare you heal right now by the power of Jesus Christ. Under the blood of Jesus, I plead the blood over that sickness. I yoke it off. I break it off. I break that sickness off of you. In the name of Jesus, sickness has no power over your body. I declare you healed. Just lift your hands and say, I am healed. I am healed. I am healed from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I am healed. I am healed. This sickness has no dominion in my life. Sickness has no power. I break off sickness right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you that healing is the children's bread. We declare and decree prosperity over the lives of those who are tapped in, tapped in, tapped in, tapped in. Not just listening, but tapped in the spirit realm. We got to tap into heaven. We got to tap into the throne room. We're tapping in. We're opening up the windows of heaven. And especially those of you who are tithing. God says, I'm opening up the windows of heaven, pouring out a blessing so big that you can't even receive it. God says he's rebuking the devourer for your name's sake. God is rebuking the devourer. I declare debt cancellation over the lives of the people of God. over the lives of every tither. In the name of Jesus, no more bill collectors. In the name of Jesus, no more sleepless nights. No more worrying about the bills. No more empty cupboards. No more evictions. No more foreclosure. No more, in the name, repossession. No more repossession. In the name of Jesus, I declare victory in your finances. I declare and decree over every family listening to this prophetic prayer on tonight. We declare and decree. We declare and decree right now in the name of Jesus, victory in the area of your finances. I break off every yoke, every stronghold in the mind. In the mind. I come against every stronghold that has set itself up in the mind of the people of God. We declare every person loose. Every person that's been struggling with insomnia. Every person that's been struggling with depression. Every person that's been struggling with migraines. Every person that's been struggling with body aches. Every person that's been struggling with back pains, we declare we break that yoke off right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we declare you loose. We declare you free. We destroy the stronghold. In the name of Jesus, the game, Satan's been playing games with your mind. I don't know who this is for, but you're out there. Satan's been playing games on your mind. He's been lying to you. Satan's been lying to you, telling you you're not worthy, telling you you're nothing, telling you that you can't be and have what God says you can have, telling you you're not worthy. The devil's been trying to steal your testimony. The devil's been trying to shut your mouth. The devil's been bringing back symptoms from old habits and old behaviors and old sicknesses. And the devil's trying to revisit you with stuff from your past. And God says, I have already covered your past in the sea of forgetfulness. Your past no longer has any power over you. You've been loose. You've been loose from guilt, and you've been set free from shame. You can step out. Some of you need to step out of old behaviors. You need to step out of that mean spirit. You need to step up out of cutting people's head off. You need to step out of losing your temper. You need to step out of wanting to hit somebody. God said you've been delivered. When you said yes to Jesus, you were delivered. You've been set free. You're no longer, my God. That's why you're having those back pains. That's why you're having those migraines. That's why you got that sickness in your body. That's why you can't sleep, because you got unforgiveness in your heart. You have unforgiveness in your heart, and it's making you mean. It's making you bitter. It's making you angry. It's making you sad. It's making you sick. And God says it's time to let it go. Break it off. Break it off. It's time to let go. Let it go. Drop it like it's hot. It's time to drop it. Drop the anger. Drop the unforgiveness. God says when you forgive, the pain will disappear. I'll take away the pain, but you got to forgive.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We're going to move forward in prayer.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Prophetess, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. We need you to pray. There's a warfare through this technology tonight, and we just
Jesus,
need you to
thank you, God.
Let's go forward in prayer.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you on tonight, oh God. We worship you, oh God. Lord, we've come before you once again, oh God, to give your name all the praise, glory, and honor, oh God. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity, oh God, to assemble ourselves, oh God, hallelujah, on the virtual campus, oh God, to give your name praise, oh God, to give you all the glory, to give you all the honor, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for those that have gathered from near and far, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for those, oh God, that are coming before you to petition you on today, oh God. We thank you for knowing the needs of your people, oh God, and we bless your name on today, oh God. We thank you for another day of life, health, and strength, oh God. We thank you for the activity of our limbs. We thank you for the blood that's running warm in our veins today, oh God. And most of all, God, we thank you for being clothed in our right minds, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you for having the mind of Christ on tonight, oh God. We thank you for having, oh God, the things of you, hallelujah, in our heart and in our minds, oh God, on today. Lord, we ask that you would just forgive us today, oh God, of all sins today, known and unknown, oh God. Anything that we might have thought, oh God, anything, oh God, hallelujah, that we might have done that wasn't pleasing in thy sight, oh God. We ask that you would just continually, oh God, have mercy upon us, oh God, according to thy loving kindness, oh God, according to thy tender mercy today, oh God. Continue to blot out our transgressions, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for you being a God of love, a God of compassion, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for being a God that changes not, oh God, hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God, on today for your chasing whom you love us on today, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for those, oh God, that are in fellowship, oh God, in relationship with you, oh God. And we even thank you for those today, oh God, hallelujah, that are striving to get back to you, oh God, hallelujah, to get back into your fellowship, to get back into your company, oh God, to get back into your grace on today, oh God. We thank you for knowing that your grace is sufficient, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, oh God, hallelujah, that you extend to us from day to day, oh God. Yes, God. We thank you for knowing that we need you every day of our lives, oh God, and we need you like never before, oh God. Lord, I ask that you would just minister to the hearts of your people, oh God, hallelujah. Those that are on the prayer line on today,
yes,
those that might be on the internet, oh God, those that come, oh God, every Tuesday and every Wednesday, oh God, those that are seeking you, oh God, hallelujah, those that are meeting you at the well of their altars, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for quenching their thirst on today. We thank you for filling them up, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for feeding them manna from on high, oh God. We thank you for being the bread of heaven, oh God, feeding us
thank
until
you.
We want no more. Lord, we desire more of you, oh God, and we ask that you would just continue to crucify this flesh. Allow us to crucify this flesh, oh God, hallelujah, so that we can continue to get closer to you, oh God, so that we can continue to draw nigh unto you. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for healing us on today, oh God, mind, body, soul, and spirit, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for yet being that balm in Gilead, hallelujah. Lord, you know what we stand in the need of, hallelujah. You know what we're going through in these bodies, oh God. We thank you for being a divine healer today, oh God. We thank you for being our protector, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for being our shield and our buckler on today, oh God. And we thank you, hallelujah, for yet keeping, oh God, my Aunt Curly, oh God, hallelujah, how you're touching her, oh God, even as she's in the hospital, oh God, and even dealing with what she's going through. Lord, we thank you for your divine hand of protection upon her life, oh God. We thank you for knowing, oh God, hallelujah, that you have your hands upon her, oh God. We thank you for her knowing you on today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for her being a woman of great faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, even as she lives by herself, oh God, we thank you for being her rock on today, oh God. We thank you for being her everything, oh God, because she trusts you, oh God, and every situation, hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you would just encourage her heart, encourage her mind, encourage her spirit, man, on today, oh God. We speak life, oh God. We speak life, oh God, into every,
yes,
oh God, organ, every muscle, every tissue, every cell, oh God. Lord, continue,
yes,
to anoint her, oh God, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet on today, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, even for Aunt Elnora, oh God, hallelujah, who hasn't been feeling that well lately, oh God. We thank you for knowing that you have your hands upon them, oh God. We thank you for your divine healing, oh God. We thank you for your divine power, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, how you're moving, oh God, hallelujah, every day, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for moving in North Carolina. We thank you for moving in Delaware. We thank you for moving,
yes,
oh God, throughout the earth realm, oh God.
Come
we
on.
Thank you for ministering, oh God, hallelujah, having an attentive ear, oh God, to your people, oh God, as they cry out to you, oh God, for healing, as they cry out to you for restoration, oh God, as they cry out to you, oh God, for every situation that concerns them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let me thank you, oh God, for Pastor Willie on today. Hallelujah. Touch his body, oh God. Lord, whatever it is that he's going through, oh God, we ask that you would just touch him right now from the crown,
yes,
of his head to the sole of his feet. Continue to do what you're doing in his life, oh God. Hallelujah. Continue to strengthen his wife on today. Hallelujah. As she's standing by his side, oh God, continue to move. Continue to bless, oh God. Continue to intercede. Hallelujah. We thank you for knowing, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God. Hallelujah. That all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, God. And they,
yes,
love you, oh God. Your people love you, God. Your people are yet praising you. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of pressure, oh God. Hallelujah.
Come on.
We thank you for giving us a praise, oh God. We thank you for giving us a right now worship, oh God. Hallelujah. To get in fellowship with you, to get in company with you, oh God. Oh God, when we don't know to do anything else, oh God. Hallelujah. We can cry out to you, oh God. We can call upon your name, oh God. And we thank you for knowing that there is power in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Name is,
yes,
tremble at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you for knowing that there's something about that wonderful name, oh God. Hallelujah. Even as the storms of life rage in our lives, there's something about when we call on your name. Hallelujah. Things have to cease. Situations shift, oh God, when we call upon your name, oh God. Help us, oh God, not to forget to call you, God. Even when it seems like, hallelujah, there's no way out, oh God, allow us to muster up enough strength to call upon your name, the wonderful name of Jesus, hallelujah. You're the wonderful counselor, hallelujah. You're a mighty God. You're the Prince of Peace. You're the Lord of Lords, hallelujah. We thank you for being everything in our lives. We thank you for being all that you need to be for us, oh God, hallelujah. In every situation, oh God, we thank you for knowing that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord. We thank you for knowing, oh God, hallelujah, that there's no problem that's so great that you can't handle, oh God. We thank you for having your hands, oh God, upon Sister Nicole's grandmother, oh God. We thank you for bringing her out of the hospital, oh God. We thank you for the power and the worth of prayer. We thank you, oh God, for this prayer line on tonight, and we thank you, oh God, hey, Nicodaya, see, even in the midst of technical failure, oh God, even in the midst of difficulties, oh God, we're still calling upon your name, Jesus. We're letting you know, hallelujah, that we will praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of this, hallelujah, he can shut down the line, oh God. The devil can shut down the line, but he can't shut our mouths, oh God. Hallelujah. We worship you. We acknowledge you on tonight, oh God. We acknowledge who you are, God. We thank you for being real, oh God. Hallelujah. And we thank you for knowing, oh God, that there is no God besides you in the name of Jesus that's worthy of our praise. There's nobody that's worthy of our worship on today, oh God. Our hearts are open to you, oh God. Our hearts are open to receive of you on tonight, oh God. And we praise you, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, bless our pastors, oh God, hallelujah. Diligent to the assignment, oh God, hallelujah. Continue to move in their lives, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for our Pastor Anthony and our Pastor Rebecca Simmons on tonight. We thank you for the New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for this divine assignment, oh God, to pray.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Lord.
You for every intercessor, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for every intercessor, oh God, hallelujah, that's not looking on their own situations, oh God, hallelujah. How we're praying for somebody else, oh God. We're praying for someone else's deliverance, oh God. We're praying for someone else's healing, oh God. We're praying for someone else's breakthrough, oh God, because you are the Lord of the breakthrough, hallelujah. You are, hallelujah, the Lord of the harvest, oh God. And we shall continue to worship you. Continue to bless our ministry, oh God. Bless every member, oh God, one by one and name by name. We thank you for Evangelist Paige on today. We thank you for the strength that she yet has in her body. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for her eyesight. We believe in it by faith, oh God, hallelujah, that you're going to heal her, you're going to deliver, you're going to set free, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for knowing that you're real. We thank you for being all powerful, oh God. We thank you for being all knowing on today, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for Brother Jonathan, hallelujah. Oh God, how he is excited, oh God, even from coming to church on Sunday, oh God. We thank you for his new beginning, oh God. We thank you for change, oh God. We thank you for transformation in his life, oh God. Ha, rieke, ande, kona, ya, sata, ukondere, osia. We thank you. Oh, na, 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 ya, see. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, because we believe in you for change, oh God. We believe in you for deliverance, hallelujah.
Yes.
We believe in you for breakthrough in his life, oh God. We believe you for turnaround, oh God. We thank you for knowing that his past, oh God, hallelujah, can be just that, the past, oh God, hallelujah. Allow him to move forward by faith, oh God, hallelujah. And we thank you for your preached word, oh God, hallelujah, that came forth and encouraged, oh God, the man on Sunday, hallelujah. We thank you for allowing him to connect, oh God, with your man servant, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for us continually lifting him up in prayer. We thank you for knowing the work and the power of prayer. We thank you for giving him a change of heart. We thank you for giving him a change of mind, oh God. Allow him to be all that you're calling him forth to be, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you,
thank
oh God,
you,
that they all see. We thank you and believe you for an encounter with you, oh God. We believe you, oh God, hallelujah, for a life-changing experience, hallelujah, to come about in his life, oh God. Bless him to be the father that he needs to be, hallelujah, Osiah. Bless him to be the provider that he needs to be, oh God. We're speaking it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah, for knowing that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly, oh God, everything that we can ask or think, hallelujah. We thank you for the prayers of the righteous, hallelujah, lifting up your manservant, hallelujah. We thank you for turnaround. We believe you on today, oh God. We believe in your report. We're not believing, oh God, what the enemy has shown us, oh God. We're not believing, oh God, even what he's been through, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Heal him. Heal him, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Heal him from his childhood past, oh God. Oh God, he has to go there, oh see. Go back to the roots, oh God. Heal him from his childhood past, oh God. He come that they all see. Lord, do it. Look on his mother. Look on his brother. Brothers, hallelujah. Look on those family members that are walking in dysfunction, oh God. We command that they will walk, oh God, huh? According to your will, according to your way. We bind up dysfunctions, oh God, hallelujah. We command that everything lines up up to your authority, oh God, hallelujah. You told us we could speak it. We could decree a thing, hallelujah. And we praise you for it, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the power that you put in our mouths, hallelujah. We thank you for knowing that death and life is in the power of the tongue, oh God. We're speaking life over that family, oh God. We're speaking life, oh God, over my unsaved family, hallelujah. Those that don't know you. Those, oh God, that they get caught up in drinking and smoking, oh God. Those
Come
that are
on.
Caught up in their own thing, oh God. I'm
Come
believing
on.
You, oh God, that you're going to allow us to be a light, oh God, which cannot be hid, that would draw them to you. Allow us to continue to witness to them. Allow us to continue to minister to them.
Yes.
Allow us to just allow them to look on us, oh God, and see you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you. We just thank you for who you are. We thank you, God, that we are representatives of you. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for just allowing us to display your character of love, your characteristics of love, compassion,
yes.
Hallelujah, your characteristics of peace, oh God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that people can sometimes just look on us, hallelujah, and they say that we just lifted a load, although they had nothing to be sad about. But we thank you for you allowing them to see your light in us, oh God, and we praise you. Nothing so wonderful about us, oh God, hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you for the humility, hallelujah, to reach your people, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for everything. We thank you for this prayer line on tonight. We
thank
you, oh God,
Lord.
Hallelujah, that you're allowing it to go forward successfully, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for the power and the worth, oh God.
Jesus.
Of coming together to intercede for one another on tonight, hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. We praise you. Look on those, oh God, that are going through in their bodies, those that stand in need of healing.
Yes.
Oh, God, we love you. We love you. We love you. Look on Sister Audrey, oh God, hallelujah, who's in the cancer ward, hallelujah. God, you're able. You're
Hustle
able,
Lord.
God.
Yes.
You're able,
yes.
Hallelujah, Osea. You're
yes.
able. We thank you for my cousin Mary, hallelujah, how they're still trying
yes.
to search out things, oh God. We thank
yes.
you for your
yes.
hands being upon her life. We thank you for your hands being upon our brother Sammy's life, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you. We thank
yes.
you, oh God, for being a healer.
Jesus.
We thank you on
thank
today,
you.
Oh God, for healing us, oh God. We thank you for healing those that are yet grieving. We thank you for healing, oh God, hallelujah. thank you for healing, God. We thank you for healing. We thank you for healing in every area of our lives, oh God. Everything that is broken, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for mending us, oh God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we'll forever give your name all the praise that you so worthily deserve, oh God. We thank you for every open door. We thank you for every assignment, oh God, that you have blessed us with, hallelujah. We thank you for our up-and-coming women's conference, oh God. We thank you for the line upon Dekor.IFC. We thank Hekan.IOSATA. We thank you for healing that will take forth on that day, take place and go forth on that day. We thank you for your divine healing. We thank you for manifestation through your word, hallelujah. We thank you for drawing your people unto you, men and women, oh God. Have your way. Continue to have
your way. Lord.
And we'll
have
be careful to continue to give your name the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Jesus,
we got a few more minutes. We saw a hand raised earlier. We're going to open up your microphones if there's anyone that needs prayer before we close out tonight. We are desperately seeking God. As
hey, glory.
That the other day. And
Jesus.
You have the power to change. That was my message. And they're not just messages. It's prophetic utterances that God wants to say to us.
Yes,
so if you
God.
If you have a prayer concern tonight, we believe that there's so much power on this line. Please announce that right now as a pastor. I hand it over back to you, but if there are any prayer concerns, we want to close out with that.
Amen. Amen. Area code 908, your hand is raised. Did you have a prayer request?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I'd like to pray for my family. My name is Veronica Pierre.
Veronica,
I would like to pray for my family and my friends.
For your family and your friends?
Yes.
Okay. Veronica, yes, I'm going to pray for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name on today. God, there is none like you, and we glorify your name on today. Lord, we pray for this young lady, Father God, Monica, who has called in for prayer on tonight. God, Lord, I just ask, Father God, that you will touch her even now as she has been, Father God, in the fellowship of the saints on tonight. Father God, she has entered into the sanctuary and asked for prayer. Lord, I just ask, Father God, that you would touch her family, God. Save, Father God, the whole family, Lord. Let your will be done. Lord, we know that you have a great plan for Monica and for her family, Lord. I pray for her family, Father God, that you will let your plan be made manifest in her life, in the lives of those that she loves, oh God. Lord, she's come, Father God, on bended knee on the behalf of her family, oh God. Lord, believing in the power of prayer. So, Lord, meet Monica right now where she is. Meet her family members, oh God, each and every one of them, one by one, and name by name. God, you know who it is, Father God, that is pressing upon her heart on tonight, God. I ask, Father God, that you would give them peace, that you would give this family peace, oh God. I come against division, Father God, and, Father God, backbiting arguments, and, Father God, even them in fighting with each other, God. And, Father God, I ask, Father God, that you will speak, Father God, that you will let your peace, Father God, pour into this family, oh God. I come against sibling rivalry, oh God, sisters against sisters and brothers against brothers and sisters against brothers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, mother against father and son and daughter, oh God. I speak unity and peace to this family in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way. Father God, you said you will provide for every need. So, Lord, I speak provision into this family, Lord. I speak, Father God, that every need will be met according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus. As Monica seeks first your kingdom and your righteousness, that you, Father God, will touch her, that you will touch her whole family, oh God, and that you will give this family what they need. Lord, put a roof over their heads, food in the comfort, Father God, bills being paid, Thank you for every bill being paid, oh God. Thank you for unity and peace and joy, oh God. Lord, I break every stronghold off of this family, oh God. We pray, Father God, for every stronghold is broken, demolished. In the name of Jesus, we break off generational curses right now. In the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of lack, that spirit of lack that says there's not enough. We speak plenty into this family. We speak provision into this family. We speak prosperity into this family. Lord, we come against, Father God, even, Father God, gangs and all kinds of ungodly influences trying to come in and infiltrate this family. We speak peace over the children of this family in the name of Jesus. And we speak life over this family, God. Lord, even the areas where they are grieving, even those broken areas, Lord, we speak wholeness, Lord, and healing. I speak wholeness and healing to this family in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way, God. Lord, there's a better way. You're speaking to, even to the heart of this woman, that there's a better way for her family. It's to be paid through prayer. So, Lord, I thank you for Monica coming to this prayer line on tonight, even asking for prayer. Lord, give her the desires of her heart as she continues to seek you, Father God, and she continues to search for you, and she pants after you as the deer pants for the water. Lord, meet her right where she is, like the lady at the well, like the woman with the issue of blood. Lord, meet this young woman. Meet this woman, oh God, and touch her and bring about the change that she desires. Let her know that there is hope, my God, in her life, oh God, that no weapon formed against her can prosper. So, Lord, we just thank you for blessings. We thank you for blessings being poured out over this family in the name of Jesus. Monica, even as I was praying for you, the Lord showed me that this is a season when he wants to bless you and your family. That it's not by chance, Monica, that you ask for prayer for your family, because God says is what he wants to do in your life and includes your whole family. And I don't know what's going on. There's something going on with your family. And God is saying that this is a time for healing. God is just really saying for you, you're going to be the instrument of change. You're going to be the one that God uses to set your whole family free. There's some brothers and sisters, maybe not by blood, but they're very close to you, that you're concerned about. And God is saying he's going to use your life as you continue to move closer to, I see you moving closer to God, but I see you taking baby steps. And God is saying you were, you know, at one time you were like running, and now something has happened to make you kind of reluctant and moving towards the things of God. And God is saying, no, don't hold back. As you move fully towards him, God says the blessings are going to overflow into your whole family. And everything that I pray tonight is going to be released into your family as you continue to press your way to the things of God. Amen. Do you receive that word on tonight?
Amen.
Amen. So God bless you, my sister. You know the Lord is your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes, I do.
Amen. Yeah, I see that. I see a light over your head. I see the sun shining through you, not the S-U-N, but the S-O-N. I see Jesus shining through you, and you're going to be the one, even though they fight you sometimes, but you're going to be the one that's going to change your whole family. But you got to stand as a woman of God, get into your word like never before, and keep praying. We're here every Tuesday night. We'll pray with you, pray with your church, pray with your prayer warriors, and keep praying. Stay under that word. We're here tomorrow, Wednesday, 12 o'clock. Stay under that word, and watch God. God says, I'm getting ready to do it. You've been praying. You've been seeking. He says, fast and pray, because this is the season. I'm getting ready to release some things into your life. And remember what I said earlier, the word is, it's not just for you, but your whole family. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen. God bless you, my sister. Call us again. Pray with us anytime. Visit us anytime.
No problem.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Pastor, we have one more prayer request we're going to take. Area code 908. God bless you. Your line is open for your request.
God bless, Pastor. This is Sister Daniela. How are you?
Oh, God bless you, Sister Daniela. Good to hear your voice on the line tonight. I'm doing well.
I just need prayer for my mom and my stepdad. But before I say that, I know Sister Veronica, the young lady that was just on the air, and I texted the number. I said, it's going to be prayer service this evening from 7:30 to 8:30, and I told about tomorrow afternoon service. So I know her. I knew her for a while back. She's a sweet person.
Amen.
So we always, like, text each other, encourage each other, always. So I talked about the prayer and the afternoon service and plus the topics that you have every Saturday from 1 to 3. So I told her to make sure that she locked the number on her phone.
Wow. Well, let me tell you something. Because of your evangelism and telling Sister Veronica about the call tonight, she's getting ready to receive some blessings from the Lord that are going to blow her mind because of her obedience. She obeyed. Mm-hmm. She heard God. When you spoke to her, she heard God say, I need you to call in. Veronica, you're still listening. She called in. And because of your obedience and telling her about the call, the blessing is not just for her, but the blessing is also going to overflow into your life and the life of you and your husband and your children. So you get ready to receive your blessing from the God, from the Lord. As you continue to press, God is blessing you. It might not seem like it, but God is saying, don't look at what you see, but look at what I'm saying. Look at what I've said to you. And God has promised you some things. And this is a season for you to receive everything that God has for you.
Yeah.
But it's going to take your obedience. You're going to have to not only hear the word, but do the word and keep doing the word. And God says, watch me manifest my word. I'm getting ready. Sister Daniela, God says, I'm getting ready to manifest my word in your life. Your days, your latter days are going to be better than your former days. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to blow your mind, but you got to keep seeking me, says the Lord. And I see you seeking him, and God says, keep running towards me. Keep running towards me. This is the season for the remnant. As you run towards God, God is releasing blessings. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you have a prayer request?
Yes. The prayer request is, you know, to pray for my mom and my stepdad and my three beautiful daughters, which they're all in high school now. My oldest daughter, she's graduating next year out of high school. And it's the thing with my mother. I haven't, you know, spoken to my mother in like 3 years. And, you know, she lives in Plainfield, New Jersey, and it's like, you know, 3 years ago, it's like every time I call them, there's always something negative, you know, talking going on while we're on the phone. I don't need no negative or drama, you know, because I've been through enough, you know. And
yeah.
It's so hard. It's like I've been thinking on my, I really want to call my mother, but it's hard to. And I haven't spoken to her in 3 years. And also just pray for my husband, Emil, and his family.
Amen. Prophetess, are you still with us? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me lift you guys up. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name today. Lord, I thank you for Sister Daniela. Oh, God, hallelujah. And Father God, even her act of evangelism as she went forth and told Sister Veronica about the prayer line on tonight. Lord, thank you for the blessings that's being prophetically released into her life on tonight. God, thank you, Father God, that it's already done. Oh, that you, Father God, oh, God, have already gone into tomorrow, Father God. So we just thank you. We praise you. Lord, I pray for her mother on today, God. Lord, I just pray, Father God, healing in this relationship, this mother-daughter relationship. Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you would step into the middle of this relationship, that you would send your angels to minister to Sister Daniela's mother and her stepfather, Lord. And Father God, even Father God, we cancel out animosity. We cancel out, Father God, our bitterness and anger, Father God. We just ask, Father God, that you, Father God, will, Father God, even soften the heart, Father God, of Daniela's mother and father, Father God, even Father God, eliminate the drama, oh God. Lord, we pray, Father God, for reconciliation. You said you have given us this ministry of reconciliation, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you that no weapon formed against Sister Daniela can prosper. And even now, since she's in this season in her life, God, let her continue to press towards your word, continue to press towards your throne, oh God. Continue to press towards your kingdom, oh God. Hallelujah. Knowing, Father God, that she seeks first your kingdom and your righteousness, that everything else will be added unto you. Lord, I thank you for great prosperity. I thank you for peace, Father God. I speak peace to Sister Daniela's mind, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Even dealing with her mother, dealing with her stepfather, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you're doing a new thing. Mama Moko Shaleke Shalama. You're doing a new thing, God. We thank you for the new thing, God. Oko Shaleke Mama. That you're doing in Sister Daniela's life, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the new season. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that it's a new season for her. Oh, God, we cancel out the old, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the new thing. I speak to Daniela's spirit, oh, God, that, Father God, that you will strengthen her in her inner spirit, that her spirit man will rise up, Father God, on the inside of her. We cancel out everything old, oh, God, anything that will try to hold her back to her heart, hold her hostage to her past. I come against guilt. I come against condemnation. I come against shame, oh, God, anything that's trying to stop this woman of God from moving forward into her destiny. Lord, I speak the word of God, Jeremiah 29:11, that you know the plans you have for Daniela, plans to prosper her and not to harm her, plans to give her a hope and a future. I speak to her future, which is her now, which is her today. God, this is the day that you have made, oh God, and today I rejoice with Daniela and Father God, and I am glad in it. We are glad in it, touching and agreeing on one accord, Father God, that your will be done. Lord, bless her daughter, all three of her daughters, oh God, they're teenagers now. Oh God, Lord, let them, Father God, have a spirit of forgiveness, even in their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, do a new thing in their relationship with their mother. Lord, I speak reconciliation. I speak unity. I speak, Father God, restoration of this relationship that between these three girls and their mom, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that the old is gone and the new has come. We thank you, Lord, that today is a brand new day, and that yesterday has no power over our today, oh God. So, Lord, have your way in the life of Sister Daniela. Have your way in the life of her mother. Have your way in the life of her stepfather. Have your way in the life of her daughters, oh God. Have your way in the life of her husband. Lord, we pray for Brother Mel right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the hands of Satan. Lord, we thank you for this man, Father God, this man of God who's seeking your faith, this man of God who's seeking to find, Father God, even his way in this thing called church, oh God. Lord, we pray, Father God, against bitterness. Father God, I just pray healing over their lives right now. I pray healing over Mel's life, over Sister Danielle's life. I bind up the spirit of offense. Anything the devil might try to get a toehold there, anywhere the devil might try to come in and stop this man of God from moving forward into his destiny. Lord, thank you for his pure heart. Thank you for a heart that he has, Father God, seeking after you, oh God. Lord, teach him, Father God, everything that he needs to know. God, you've given him the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, oh God, that you have given Brother Mel and Sister Daniela, oh God, that you unction them, that you show them which way to go and what to say and what to do. God, I speak peace over their marriage. I speak peace over their home. I speak prosperity and blessings over their household. I speak doors of opportunity being open. I speak jobs. I speak healing over their bodies, healing over their minds, healing over their souls in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way. Have your way. Bless this husband. Bless this wife. Bless this woman who's standing in the gap for her husband. It's help me. Oh, God, help her to be the wife that you called her to be. Help him to be the husband, oh, God, that you called him to be. Help him to be the couple, the marriage union that you called them to be, that people will look on their marriage. I declare right now, I declare with the power you've given me as your prophet over their lives, that people will look on their marriage. People will look on their marriage, and they will give you the glory, God. People will look on their marriage, and they will say, what must I do to be saved? People will look on their lives and say, I need to know your Jesus. Get ready, Sister Daniela, Brother Mel. God is getting ready to do something great with you, God. The reason you've been going through so much hell, says the Lord, is because I have a great plan for your life. The reason so much opposition has been coming your way, says God, is because I have plans for me need to get the glory out of your lives. God says, I'm going to get the glory from your past. I'm going to get the glory from your heartbreak. I'm going to get the glory from the people walking out on you. I'm going to get the glory from your struggles. God says, the reason you have been through so much is because I'm getting ready to raise you up for my glory. And people will look at you and wonder, how did you get over? But God says, you're going to be able to stand and say, it was nothing but the Lord. Not man, not woman, but God. So, Lord, the Lord do something fabulous in your lives. And I just thank God that I get to witness it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. So you go in peace. I just sense you getting stronger and stronger. And God says you haven't seen anything yet. God says you haven't seen anything yet. He's got more in store for you. And he wants me to just, you know, just prophetically pour out on you. God wants me to prophetically pour out on you because he says he knows the plans that he has for you. God has a great plan for you, thoughts of peace. And not of evil, so your peace is there. You just have to grab a hold of it because you have, God says, I send you peace tonight. Hallelujah. I send you peace. I send you peace, says the Lord, in the name of Jesus. I speak to every circumstance around you, peace be still. I speak to every enemy, peace be still. And I speak to every storm, peace be still, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So God bless you, Sister Danielle. I'm so glad you called in on tonight.
God bless. And so Pastor Anthony, I said hello. God bless.
Amen. Amen. And we'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.
All right. God bless.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Well, we're at the end of our hour. Amen. Pastor Anthony, are you still there?
Yes, amen. I just totally touch and agree with you concerning Sister Daniela, even Sister Veronica. Sister Veronica, if you're still listening, just plug that number into your cell phone, and the prayer and the midday service is all through the same number. And I pray that you continue to stay in touch with us and allow God to minister to you and through you. So, Pastor, that's all I have as we get ready to sign off tonight.
Amen. I just want to say hello to this one person. Area code 321, you're on the air. God bless you. Area code 321, your line is open. And then she's not going to say anything. That's Mother May Thomas.
Hi, daughter.
Hi,
God bless. God bless you.
God bless
you.
Hi, Pastor. I'm just sitting here enjoying the prayer y'all going through.
Amen. Well, I know some more people want to say hi to you, prophetess. Your mind is open.
God bless your mother.
God bless everybody. Church,
how you doing?
My church family. God bless everybody. I'm doing fine.
I'm great. Love you and miss
you. Miss and love you all, too.
Amen. Sister Daniela, your line is still open, too, if you want to say hi to Mother May.
God bless, Mother. How are you?
Hi, Sister Daniela. Good to speak to you again.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice.
My, she's married now.
Yeah, I heard. Good.
She said, I'm married now. She has a wonderful husband, a wonderful, wonderful husband, our saved brother, and we've met him once or twice, but he's been calling in, and that God is blessing their union.
Oh, that's so good. That is really good. That's
Amen.
A blessing.
Amen. Okay, Ma, I just wanted to say hi. We love you.
Love you all, too.
All right, love you, Ma.
Okay.
Amen. Pastor, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, again, we'll be at our site, 87 First Street, tomorrow night, 7:30, our midweek hour power service. Tomorrow noon time, call this number, 646 number, and we have our virtual service for about an hour. And just go in peace and serve God. I believe that as we go down from this experience tonight to pray without ceasing, that God heard us tonight. And if God hears us, we are confident that we have what we ask of him. We have not because we ask not, and we brought our petitions before God. Again, prophetess, we thank God for you, Sister Veronica, Sister Daniela, all of those who are listening, Mother Mae Thomas, all the way down in sunny Florida. We love you all, and good night.
Amen.
Amen. Good night. God bless you.
Night. God bless.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?